We've been hearing from a lot of you about the Biden administration's historic student loan forgiveness plan, and our takeaway is that a lot of people out there are confused. So we're going to take a few minutes now to hear from a couple of listeners, and then we're going to bring in an expert to help us answer some of their questions. Let's start with Cecilia Marino of Bozeman, Montana, who says she has no idea how to start the process.
It looks complicated.
But she still hopes the Biden plan will cut her debt in half.
Nothing's ever easy with all the forms to fill out. So hopefully it works and I don't just have my hopes up.
Cecilia is 70 years old and she never thought she'd still be making payments at this age.
So I never went to university until I was 52. Once I raised my three kids, I came late to all this education and loans.
Cecilia graduated in 2006 with about $20,000 in student loan debt. Her balance now, still $20,000. She says even though she makes regular payments, the interest adds up and makes it tough to reduce her balance. And this issue is affecting her adult children too.
My oldest son, with what he owes, he will never pay it off. You know, because he owes over, I believe it's with his wife also, over $200,000. And at 6% and 8%, it just keeps accumulating. All he can pay every month is the interest.
The way debt stresses a family is something that worries Samantha Neugebauer, a teacher from Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm newly married, and my husband and I have been talking about starting a family, and these loans are really hanging over our heads. Even his, and he's not American, so it's all new to him, and I've been feeling very guilty about that.
Samantha owes $100,000, so she's applied for public service loan forgiveness, a separate federal program to wipe out debt for people who've worked for years as public servants. While Samantha waits for final approval, she wonders how her current debt will change future life decisions.
I guess my question would be about how people who have significant student loan debts should think about paying off debt versus like creating wealth in terms of buying property or, you know, investing in the stock market and such. Because if I had decided not to go into the nonprofit sector, I would probably be carrying around student loan debt for a really good portion of my life.
Lifelong debt is something Brian Vlasic of the Boston area sees as inevitable.
Right now, I'm functionally homeless. And that's not what I expected to be doing when I graduated with a PhD in 2007.
Brian has about $250,000 in student debt. And because they had Pell grants, they are eligible for $20,000 in relief under the Biden plan. But that doesn't go far enough on a loan that Brian can't afford to pay. This reality has led to some soul searching.
This year is, for me personally, has been all the worse. You know, I was recently diagnosed with epilepsy and had a couple major head strikes. And as a result, I was completely removed from the workforce altogether, and I could no longer drive a car and, you know, all that. And it only made me question myself more, because I know the discourse in social media that surrounds the idea of not being able to pay back student loans. And are you a freeloader? Are you someone who is taking advantage of the system? Are you a con artist? Or do you just have really bad luck? I mean, I certainly don't view myself as a freeloader trying to take advantage of the system, but I know a lot of other people may see that differently.
A final thought that Brian brings up and that all three borrowers can agree on: education is priceless.
It's the most precious thing we have. It's the only thing no one can take away from you. It's your education.
All right, let's bring in our expert now. Betsy Mayotte is founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors. Betsy, we spoke with you just after the White House made this announcement that it would forgive $10,000 in loan debt for anyone making less than $125,000 a year and $20,000 of loan forgiveness for lower income people who went to college on Pell Grants. We're glad to have you back. Thank you.
Thanks for having me back.
And first of all, what'd you think listening to those three borrowers?
I wish I could tell you that I was surprised, but I'm not. I hear stories like that every single day from the consumers that reach out to us for advice and help. It also just reinforced why we do what we do, because, you know, we have answers for them. We have solutions, and it shouldn't be so difficult for student loan borrowers to be able to find those answers.
Well, let's try to get to some of the questions then. You told us last time that borrowers need to be patient because the process here could take many months. I want to start with Cecilia's question about paperwork, which seems complicated to her and kind of daunting. She thinks she qualifies for $10,000 in relief. Where does she start and when should she start?
Well, I don't know if Cecilia has a lead of, you know, insider information that we don't have, but there is no process yet. So it's a little early to say that it's complicated. In fact, we know for a fact that for about 8 million borrowers, they're not going to have to do anything. It's just magically going to happen on their accounts because the Department of Education already has access to their income information. For everybody else, we don't know what the process is going to look like yet. I do know that the Department of Education, they said that we can expect that in October, so just a few weeks, they will be making an announcement and making available an app or a link on their website that borrowers can use to submit whatever information they're going to be required to submit. You know, I wrote down for Cecilia all the forms. I would be surprised if there was more than one form, if there was a form at all. So I wouldn't get anxious about the process yet until we see what it looks like.
Okay, perception might be worse than reality then in this case. Now, right. I also know you've been warning people to watch out for fraud. Why is that?
Well, it started the day of the announcement. Scammers are always ready to take advantage of that set of consumers that is feeling vulnerable. So I can tell your listeners this. Nobody is ever going to call you from a legitimate source offering to, quote unquote, help you with the Biden forgiveness. There also isn't going to be anybody on the planet. That includes me. That includes Secretary Cardona. That includes President Biden that is going to be able to rush your forgiveness through or get you to the front of the line. So don't ever, ever pay a fee, as far as I'm concerned, for anything involved with your student loans, but certainly regarding this forgiveness that was announced last week.
Okay, good advice. Now, another thing that was unclear to Cecilia and to other borrowers, does this forgiveness plan cover interest or is it just principal?
So one of the things that we're waiting for guidance on is how they're going to apply the forgiveness. I'm not sure if they're going to apply it first to principal or to principal and interest. That's going to be a wait and see. The other related question I get, if I could preempt it, is will the consumer have a choice as to how the forgiveness is applied as far as which loan or to principal or interest? And that's something else that we're in wait and see mode for.
All right. And let's dig into Brian's situation. Brian still has hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. The president's plan is only going to make a small dent in those balances. Brian's not alone. There are many people in this situation. What are some other programs they should be looking into? What do you advise?
Well, you know, when Brian first started talking, the first thing I thought of was public service loan forgiveness. He mentioned that he got his PhD. But then as he continued to tell his story and he mentioned his recent diagnosis that has made it that he's unable to work, he should look into total and permanent disability discharge, which if he qualifies, would forgive his debt entirely. And I just want to add, he shouldn't feel guilty about that. These programs were put in place for a reason, and he should stop worrying about what other people think. If he needs the help and he qualifies for the program, that's what it's there for, and he shouldn't hesitate to look into it.
Exactly. All right. So our listener, Samantha, had a pretty practical question, but an important one. If you end up carrying a huge amount of debt for many years of your life, which this was her situation and Brian's, how should you think about building wealth, buying a house, maybe investing in the stock market? Are those goals just out of reach?
Oh, not necessarily. I mean, but there also isn't a single answer to that question. A lot of it depends on the financial personality of the consumer, and it depends on what is most important to the consumer. There's some people that we work with that they just want to get out of debt. That's what's most important to them. So they, you know, put everything else aside for a couple of years and, you know, make some sometimes strict budget choices with the goal of getting rid of their student loans and other debt as quickly as possible. And then they start building wealth, looking into saving for a house and so on. There's other people that have the opposite. it's more important to them to buy that first home, start saving for retirement aggressively, so they pay the minimums on their loans. And they understand that that could result in them paying more interest, but they're pursuing what to them is the most important thing. And then there's other people that do middle ground. They work hard on their budget to figure out what they can do to minimize the interest they pay on their loans, but still be able to pursue their other financial goals. And that's the ideal solution, is to be able to do both.
Betsy Mayotte is founder of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, with some advice for people who are saddled with student loan debt. I'm sure they will appreciate it, and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
And Betsy also has recommendations for a few different places you can go if you want more answers to your student debt questions. Check them out at hereandnow.org, and good luck to you.